This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Roy Spencer from PermaSeal, Sarah Leonard of the Sarah Leonard Group, and Rob Lindemann from Lindemann Chimney. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. We are here to help you. But we start every show. We're packed. We got a packed show. Rob Lindemann, Lindemann Chimney and Heating and Air Conditioning. Sarah Leonard, the Sarah Leonard team. No, you changed your name. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And the Roy Spencer, the legend, is back from PermaSeal. We start every show with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas. Half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago. Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We've got a packed show. Jeremy is off today. He's having reconstructive eyebrow surgery, Roy.
High time, I might say.
I ran into Roy as I was doing the On the Bridge segment, and all of a sudden this guy comes up to me, gives me a big hug, and I'm just like, okay. You know, and guys like hugging me, I understand. And then I look, it's Roy. And I didn't have Jeremy there to protect myself, but he's going to get reconstructive eyebrow surgery. He was trimming them, and he got a little close, and it's not a good look. So you know how it is, right? You try to groom yourself, and then you groom everything. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So this is what happens, Jeremy, because I know he's listening. When you call me at 8:30 and you tell me I can't make it down. So you get things made up of what's happening. So that's what happens. Learn, young man, learn. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Let's go around the horn. We'll start ladies first. Sarah Leonard, you have some breaking news.
Yes, I am no longer with RE/MAX, and we are with Legacy Properties, a Sarah Leonard company, after 18 years. Very exciting.
Broke off on your own.
Yes, sir.
Good for you. Still a realtor?
Yes, sir.
Still doing everything the same? You just got your own umbrella, you pitched your own tent, and you're doing it under your own shop now.
That's exactly right.
How is this past 2 weeks getting everything organized?
It's been great. We had to move over about 120 listings, and we've got 80 sales in the pipeline. So it's a little chaotic, to say the least, but we made it.
So same great team, same great organization, same great service, just a different label, and everything's the same.
You got it.
Phone number?
224-239-3966 or sarahleonardsells.com.
All right. Well, since Roy's first show is here and his son hasn't done any bodily damage, because the last time Joel was in here, he kept talking about, hey, you know what? This is pretty good. I think I'm doing a good job. I think Roy who? Right? He kept that. Right? I mean, Sarah was in here when Joel was in here. He kept like coming up with plans. Does anybody know how to get rid of a father, owner of a business, to make it look like it was his fault? And I don't know, stairs were in play.
He said he was a threat to you, is I think what he said.
Yes. Yeah. I'm just trying to help. You and I are very close. We've known each other for a long time.
You having my back.
And I'm just like, I think I said on the air, if I was going up a flight of steps or down a flight, and make sure the kid's in front of me, I wouldn't trust him. You get this radio stuff in your blood, and it just goes crazy.
He keeps telling me about the Wally Pipp story.
Yes.
Bone up on that, Dad, and I have to Google that.
Yeah. Wally Pipp, everybody, Joe DiMaggio, right? Or was that, Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig.
Yep, first base.
Wally Pipp went down, Lou Gehrig came in, replaced him, and Wally who, right? And and Lou Gehrig stayed in there for the next 20-some years.
Legend. Exactly, yeah.
What are we talking about today, Roy? Welcome back.
Well, thank you, David. Happy to be back here. Very excited. And beautiful day in the city. Really, really enjoying the drought. I'm very excited about the drought. So I want to talk about the drought today.
You've got lots of... Now, you say that in one way, but another way, you know, what water is your business, right? Plugging holes in basements and getting everybody tight down there and making sure they're dry. But when it doesn't rain, and we haven't had any rain in any major abundance... there are other challenges that happens to our listeners' homes that they might not be aware of. And if you had leakage in your basement. Like we talk about this. Remember the lady with the pool table? Okay. Yeah. Sarah, you don't know. Rob, you weren't on that show. Joe was here. You were here. I forgot. She's like, every time it rains, I get water by the pool table. I'm like, well, what do you do? Well, we threw a rug over it, right? Remember that?
Yeah.
I said, well, great solution.
We threw a rug over it.
She's already fixed. What are you calling us for?
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So, but now is the time to look, because drought causes other challenges to our listeners' homes that they might not even know thought about it.
It does. There's things that, I didn't even think about, but having gone through several droughts over the years and things, there are things that happen that you need to be aware of, because there are repercussions, and there's a lot of people. This is getting to be a pretty serious drought. When you're walking around outside and you see those big cracks in the earth, that has ramifications for your home, and that's what I want to talk about.
All right, phone number?
800-421-7325.
And the life, and we had a life insurance agent on while you were gone, too, and Joel took out a policy in your name. Just thought I'd let you know. Just full disclosure. Again, he's a nice kid.
He's paying attention to the detail, at least.
So that's good. Plenty of coverage. Again, make sure he's in front of you walking down the stairs. And driving. Make sure he's in front of you driving. And your brakes are sound. 312-981-7200, Megapros, call, text, and phone line. Rob Lindemann. Lindemann Chimney Heating and Air Conditioning. Did I say that right?
You got it. You nailed it. Yeah.
Because it's like HVAC, heating and air, heating and cooling.
Who knows?
But all right. But you're doing that for our show as well. You're covering that area as
absolutely
well. And you do the entire area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Well, I would love to be talking about leaky chimneys, because that's what keeps us in business this time of this year, similar to Roy, but there's no water.
No rain.
There's no rain, but they will leak eventually. So I'm going to talk about the things that we find inside fireplaces and chimneys.
Is there an easy way to detect if you had water problems in the previous year that you might not have even known if they had an inspection come out? So if they brought one of your guys out to do a chimney inspection and they went up there and did what they did, is there water marks? I mean, is there telltale signs that in previous years there were water that they might not even known about as a homeowner?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. We could find that in the attic, or sometimes there's little marks on the drywall. We could do a water test. That's okay. One way to recreate the problem. But yeah, absolutely. We can check to see if it's there. But
phone number, if our listeners want to reach you.
847-918-7994 or lindemann.com is probably easier.
I experienced the water check when in my basement, my old house, right? We had, we did the drain tile and you put the film up against the wall and we were still getting water, and Roy came out and we turned the water on, and there was a crack a little higher up, and then you guys fixed it. But it's amazing what a little water, and it was dry, hadn't rained, so there was nothing there. And Roy did that same test, and you guys could do that same test to determine where the water's coming in as well.
Yeah, a little water goes a long way.
All right, phone number one more time before we hit the break.
847-918-7994.
All right, we're going to hit a quick break here.
Laura Leonard.
Laura Leonard is on number three.
Mrs. Margarita.
We're 19 minutes in the show, and she's already polished off three. We've got a meter set up in her home on the blender. Specifically, Roy, her mother got a little drinking problem. Especially Saturdays when her daughter's on, she gets a little excited.
Wow.
Celebrate.
And she stops drinking like through the pitcher. She just goes with the straw, which makes it more of a challenge because there's no air getting in as she's consuming this. So we've got the paramedics on call. 312-981-7200. Megapros, call, text, and phone line. We're going to come back with the legend Roy Spencer talking about what you need to be aware of during a drought, during a dry session that we've been experienced for a prolonged period of time, that is negatively impacting your home coming up after these messages. 312-981-7200, Megapros, call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Roy Spencer, Mr. Permasil.
As far as your product, what's the process with that?
We have our Permasil way of doing things, but it starts with crack, the entire crack, the most common crack, structural crack, excavate the crack, see the crack, but that's just crack repair, and there may be a crack there may be not.
I'm also thinking about being a crack dealer, not like a mean crack dealer, but like a nice one, just kind of friendly, like, hey,
What's up, guys?
Crack talk with Mr. Permissive.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That will never get old. You know that. That's a Hall of Fame of rejoins.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. I was going to talk about all the cracks in our soil today, but now I got to try and work around that word your engineers don't go crazy.
You could try. And there's not possible. Hey, we got a quick texter here, first texter of the show. Does your company, Permaseal, check water-powered backup systems for sump pumps? A plumber said the system is not a good backup. Roy, your thoughts, please.
The plumber's right this time.
Okay.
Those are not good systems, and I'll tell you why. We don't check them because I can tell you right now, like the plumber did, that's not a good system, regardless if it's working 100%. It's a great concept if you think about it, because you think about a backup pump, you normally think about batteries, and then you worry about battery lives and chargers and things, all limitations there. So what if we could just have it backed up by water power, and they use the household water, and I'm not a physics guy, but somehow when the water comes through, it runs through the sump pit and it carries water with it and through a vacuum thing, so it actually evacuates water out of your sump pit by using your household water supply. So the biggest problem with that is it doesn't have the capacity. I mean, if things work and great, it might move 400 or 500 gallons per hour. Your sump pump, on the other hand, will move 2,000 to 3,000 gallons per hour. So if your power's out, your pump doesn't work, but oh great, my water supply backup pump will work, but you'll still flood.
So what is a replacement for something like that?
Replace it with a good battery backup pump.
Is it $1,000, $1,500, $1,200, $2,000?
All those things.
It depends
which kind of equipment you want and things like that. But you definitely want to get a good, reliable backup pump and a battery and charger. And we have a great system, of course. The water powered systems in general is just not a good answer.
All right, well, there you go, 773. Thank you for that. I'm sorry.
What's a good lifespan for a sump pump? I had a neighbor, his ejector pump went out, and my understanding is those last longer than the sump pumps. Is there, like, if you have a backup sump pump, do you go every 5 years, let's move on with this thing?
Well, it depends on how often the pump is running. You know, it's not the months, it's the miles. And so ejector pumps, typically, unless you're like David and showering, you know, 3 times a day down in the basement,
I'm clean.
Your ejector pump, it doesn't run that often. So a lot of times ejector pumps, the biggest problem with it is they don't run, and they run infrequently. They tend to rust themselves shut in inactivity, so they should be exercised to extend their life. But an ejector pump could easily last 5 or 10 years. The pump's not going to wear out as infrequently in most cases that it's being used. Stormwater pumps, on the other hand, again, you know, most manufacturers give you at least a 3-year warranty on the pump, and most time they last that long. And so the typical, I guess I had to throw an average out, there'd be 5 to 7 years, but you don't want to wait until it fails to replace it. So you're better off certainly having a backup pump, so when it does fail, you've got some cushion of time. Mm-hmm. But quite frankly, when you think about what happens when your pump does fail, it's wise to replace it before it does. And so when a pump starts getting 5 years old, I would certainly replace it. It's just not worth the risk.
Sure.
Cracks. Let's talk about the heat and the dry and what's going on underneath homes, right? We were talking during the break that trees aren't getting the water that they need, and they're getting more aggressive with the root system, which means they're going deeper, and the deeper they go, the more chance they have of popping into your sewer. So let's talk about all that stuff in the next couple of minutes. We'll tease it, then pick it up and go deeper on the other side of the break.
Yeah, so since you brought up the trees and vegetation, they're starving for water, and some trees get very aggressive. You know, their roots go long way away from the tree looking for water. And so what are they looking for? They typically find it in near a sewer line, okay?
Sure.
And sometimes around your foundation and your drain tile and things. So we find tree roots in sump pits, you know, just like cables, you know, it can clog up a drain tile. So during a drought, that's one of the things that happens, is the sewer lines tend to get more clogged. And so we do sewer line inspections and camera and rodding and things like that. So that's one of the things I want to make people aware of. They may not think, well, it's not raining, my sewer's not working and things like that, but the tree roots are at work. So be aware of that. That's one of the things that's going on. But the big thing is that our homes rest on this clay soil. our sidewalks, driveways, clearly, you know, are resting on the clay soil. I mean, you can see on the surface all the, should I say, chasms or crevices in the soil here. And that makes sense that as the soil shrinks, and clay soil does shrink and crack, that the concrete's going to go up and down and settle and things. And again, we have a solution for that as well. But think about it, extension of that now. Well, our foundation, our footing, our walls is also sitting on the clay. And the deeper this drought goes, the longer it goes, the more that soil dries out. So just imagine if the clay that your foundation is sitting on, that's rest supporting your whole home, if that's cracked and sinking, that's going to start moving. And
that's not good for your home.
And that can lead to major structural problems. When I say major, I mean it's going to be a big fix to fix that, for starters, and it can lead to further problems, even severed sewer lines and replacement of doors and windows and big drywall and plaster repairs. And so when you see the startings of a structural problem, you want to jump on it before it gets really expensive.
All right, let's go deeper after the break, because Sarah's got some questions about sidewalk repair and driveway repair for listeners who are thinking about contacting their and listing their homes. How expensive is it? What's the investment? What's the turnaround time? Because when you walk up to a home, if you start seeing broken teeth in concrete, it's not really an attractive look, especially when you're listing a home. It could be an inexpensive quick fix. We'll talk about that after the break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Phone line, text line is open, sponsored by PermaSeal, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Thank you for all the texters sending your prayers and thoughts for Jeremy's eyebrows. I'm sure he'll appreciate that. And we heard from your mother about what a great idea. What was that? What was
the 1 gallon jug of margaritas instead of separate glasses?
And she
accomplishes the goal faster.
She didn't know that. She needed me to bring that up to her.
Apparently, you're full of good ideas.
It's like going to the county fair. You see these people bringing the pictures with. For the love of God, what? I'm surprised. How old is she? In her 60s? She's just hearing this breaking news on the radio. Come on, Boomer, get with it. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. More with Roy Spencer talking about how to protect your home from this drought after news, traffic, and weather. Schwani, over to you, buddy.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Thank you for all the texts that are coming in. Does Lindeman do Da Vinci roofs? That's the wrong Lindeman. That's Lindholm. We were talking about it during the pregame here when we were talking about it. Everybody, including myself, gets Lindeman mixed up with Lindholm. That's Lindholm Roofing, and that's where you call. And Lindeman, I'm sure, does Da Vinci roofs, and they do handle insurance claims, and we'll connect you. Hey, Benny, can you tell our rookie out there how to get a hold of Mike Houston to call the texter back? 312-981-7200. I already forgot his name. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. What can our listeners do, Roy? We talked about the drought. We talked about the trees. We talked about the sewers. Does turning on, this is crazy, but if I'm thinking of it, there's at least one other person thinking of it. Probably Sarah's mom in her current state. Does turning a sprinkler on and watering the lawn, does that help at all? I mean, if you're watering your lawn, does that cut it down or does that not have any impact?
Well, actually, that's a valid strategy if you want to keep your foundation from settling and sinking, is to water your foundation. I hope there's nobody from any municipalities listening.
Right, they don't listen.
They found out I was telling them to use the precious water during the drought to water the foundation. So it's probably not a practical thing to do because it would take a lot of water around your foundation, and we don't want to waste water doing
that. So even if you're watering your lawn, this drought is still having a challenge to your foundation. That's the point
trying to... Okay. Yeah, I mean, the ground is so dry now when you water your lawn that the soil is just... the grass and top layer is soaking it up right away. You dig down, you're trying to dig in your garden or something, dig down, you know, 6 inches. It's a rock. It's concrete down there. So it's going to take a lot of water, and only nature can provide that. So, watering your foundation technically could help, but it would take a lot of water to do that. So it's not really a practical thing. What I would recommend homeowners do, what I'm here to tell them is just to be aware and watch for symptoms, because we can't stop this drought. We can't stop the soil from shrinking and things like that. There's nothing to be done about that. But let's be aware and know what to watch for, so when these problems start to surface, we can jump on them before they get worse.
Sure.
and cause other problems.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You go to WG and David to get all of our contact information, download podcasts and previous shows. Let's bring Sarah in. Sold 730-some homes last year. Walking up to a home, these type of weather conditions, we haven't had a major rainstorm this entire year, you start seeing a pop or a pop in the driveway. You start seeing an indentation in the sidewalk. What does that do for the value of somebody's home when they're getting ready to list it, or somebody walking up to a home that's interested in spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy it? What goes through a seller's head and what goes through a buyer's head?
I think first and foremost, that happens in probably 40% of properties that we go to, because sellers don't necessarily know how to fix it when there's a big, you know, and it kind of becomes a safety hazard. We go up to a lot of steps that start to really slope. I was at a listener's house, and you go up to the front door, and it was like, I'm like, oh, good, I got my thigh workout in today. Like, you go in, and it's like a huge leap upward. But they're like, yeah, we just used the other door, because they don't even know what to do. And so we went around to the side door. So it happens quite a bit. And I think a lot of people don't fix it until they sell, because they just, you know, they just live with it. Mm-hmm. The other part is when people are pulling into their garage, where there's like the split off between the driveway and where you enter the garage. We get big dips there too. I feel like that's bad for your tire. It's bad for everything.
Yeah.
So just what that solution is, because most people do want to fix it. They just wait too long to do it.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And I think, I don't know if tragedy's too big a word, but it kind of is, that it's such an easy fix and a simple fix that people aren't aware, and they think, then, oh, I'm going to have to replace this stoop, or I got to pour a new driveway or whatever. And in most cases, in a matter of hours, we can lift that back up, make it level, and for, you know, a small amount of money, especially compared to replacement or something like that. So people, I don't want to go through that mess. I don't want to go through that expense. They don't have to. There is a solution where we can, regardless if the concrete is sinking and there's a trip hazard there, or even the whole stoop is tilting or leaning in, or we were talking with Rob earlier about, you know, chimneys, sliding away from the house, and all these things are happening. So when you see your concrete or pool decks, you know, are cracking, you get new cracks and stuff, that's a problem, and it can be fixed. There is a solution to it, an affordable solution, and the best thing is the estimates are free. So
I know I can't afford.
Well, you can afford the estimate.
Right.
Okay. 800-421-SEAL. We'll send a guy out. We're not going to sell you anything, but we're going to educate you and tell you what it's going to take to fix it. And typically, it's literally a matter of hours for our crew to work. And right now, because we're slow on our waterproofing work, we can get out right away and get this work done, so you can now list your house and it looks good and it's safe. You don't have trip hazards and things. So it's really one of the best investments, because none of that's going to get better by itself.
Right. So if somebody just has one section of the driveway or one section of the sidewalk, you can do just that section. They don't have to redo all of it.
We can. And we're also going to give them an option of, we have our process, we're able to prevent other sections from going that way. So this section settled and cracked, but what's going to keep others? And so we have options where we can protect the whole driveway and all the concrete around your home and give you a 5-year guarantee that that won't happen.
Okay.
So even against future droughts and things like that. So it's really a permanent solution. The material we use doesn't biodegrade or deteriorate or anything. So it's a great way of preventing future settlement problems, future problems.
I'll tell you, there are some lenders, FHA specifically, that it's a hazard. If you have a crack in the driveway, they won't approve the loan until that is either fixed or there is a set aside at closing with a quote from a reputable company. If it's cracked, it needs to be replaced, right?
Or the stoop.
There's
a certain, like, you know, step depth that they'll let you do.
Safety hazard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it doesn't have to be replaced because it's cracked. That's the whole point.
Oh, right. I'm just saying, but if you've got, I was talking about like a fracture Yeah, I've seen driveways that have got cracks all through
it. Yeah, and if it looks like a jigsaw puzzle, that's a good time to replace it, you know. But if it's a crack or two or three pieces, we can stabilize that, seal the cracks, and send you on your way.
And that's $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in a concession or a holdback that the seller has to take care of before they could sell the house, because now they know it's there and they have to disclaim it, right? Well, here, anybody walking up or driving up is going to see this gigantic crack, even in this market.
Right, and if you notice it, a buyer is going to notice it, right? So,
you know, obviously if you're selling your house, but if you're not planning on selling your house, why live with this problem? Because eventually somebody's going to sell your house and they're going to have to deal with this. And hopefully, but the problem's going to get worse in the interim. You may not even be able to live with it going forward. So let's get the free estimate and find out what we're really dealing with.
Phone number.
800-421-SEAL.
One more time.
800-421-7325.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here. Come back with Rob Lindemann, not Rob Lindholm. He's Lindemann Chimney Heating and Air Conditioning, Heating and Cooling. So we will, the texter who questioned you if you could do Da Vinci, I'm sure if you practice long enough and got a couple of 40 years under your belt, like, or like 80 years, like Lindholm Roofing does, you'd be able to fix that pretty quickly. But the chimney, that's, if there is a chimney on that Da Vinci roof, I don't even know what a Da Vinci roof is. Do you know? You know what a Da Vinci roof is.
Sure.
Who doesn't?
Of course I do.
Me. you'd be able to fix that without a problem.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to talk more about chimneys, more about heating and air conditioning after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. 630 has just turned us off, Roy. I don't know why. But 630 is not happy with something that we did. You know what?
Well, maybe they had to run to get their dental appointment.
The unfortunate thing for 630, we start getting going. Like coming after the quarter hour break is when we light it up.
Coming in hot.
So 630, you're missing the best part of the show. We start out slow and then we just blow it up. You're gonna miss it. 312-981-7200. 312. I think that looks like Joel Spencer's phone number. 312. Your son. He's like, I've got enough of this crap. I hear my dad all the time. I'm turning this garbage off. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call, text, and photo line. Jeremy's doing great. 847, his eyebrows will grow back. It's fine. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. No, well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. We were going to talk about what people found in their fireplace and chimney, but Sarah had a question for you regarding inspections. It might have been Roy. You know, on home inspections, how many, and here we go with the home inspectors. I'm sure we're going to get freaking lit up here. But you inspecting a chimney and a home inspector inspecting a chimney, two different types of inspections. Can you go into more detail with that?
Sure. Yeah. A home inspector typically will look inside the firebox, maybe shine a flashlight up behind the damper and determine that it's dirty or see any visible cracks. If they're good, they'll climb up on the roof. Some of them use a drone. They look for some cracks up there. So they're pretty good at finding that stuff. The stuff that they don't find, other than a handful of inspectors in the Chicagoland area, is
nice to cover yourself there.
inside the flue. In order to see what's going on in there, you have to put a camera up in there. And when there's a real estate transaction, that it's required. So when we come out, you know, we have to do it. We know it's going through a real estate inspection. And it's the only way we know that the flue is safe, is to put a camera up there. That's when we find cracks in the tiles or missing mortar joints, and that's where the expensive repairs come. The problem is, during a home transaction, the buyer may have negotiated a cleaning, you know, for a few $100s, and they think they're good, and they close on the home, and we come in, and it could be several $1,000s. So you want to know this, whether you're the buyer or the seller, up front, what you're heading, so the deal doesn't have a problem.
Is that what you? I'm sorry, Roy. Go ahead.
I'm a little confused. You said if the home is a sales transaction, by law, it's required that they camera the flue.
They should, yeah, but they don't always do that.
They home break inspector, the law.
Right.
These people are going to prison.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to prison.
Full. What are you in for? Oh, I didn't run the camera.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Oh, you too.
You too.
Yeah, but you know, per code, you know, National Fire Protection Agency recommends that you do that. So that doesn't always happen, and when it doesn't happen, there's often surprises for the seller. You know, sadly, they negotiate. They got this beautiful home. They negotiated $300, and they want to use their fireplace, and they found out there's a larger problem that they weren't aware of.
How often does that occur?
Often. I think that part of it is probably that, you know, inspectors don't have the knowledge, so they just slap something on it that kind of covers them, which is, well, get a further inspection. And then the homeowner typically says, well, I've used my fireplace, so what's the issue? And the buyer's like, well, okay, they've used it. And that happens a lot. So I think getting somebody out there to look at it is so important, because if people have a fireplace in the climate here, they really do want to use it. And buying something and then finding out that you can't is a total bummer. So I think that getting an inspection like that would be so important. What are the turnaround times if someone calls you to schedule something? How soon usually can you guys get in?
We can come out probably today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
This time of the year. But when it gets to the fall, you know, we're booked out.
Yeah.
It's difficult to get to them. We try to accommodate real estate transactions, because they're, you know, time is important.
Right.
Even when we're busy.
Well, plus you build in trust for a future client that comes back, because you recommend a chimney cleaning once every how many months?
Annually.
Annually.
Yeah. Okay. So, annually. And after the burn season is the best time to do it. You know, everything is died down. You know, now you got the air conditioning coming on. You got soot. You got the ashes in there. The pressure in the building changes, and you start bringing this, like, campfire smell into your home. So you want to, you know, try to eliminate that as much as you can in the spring. Yes, heading into the...
So we got 2 minutes before the break, and we'll pick it up on the other side with the topic you wanted to cover.
Sure.
But I'll just throw this out there. I owned a home for 16, 17 years before I sold it, right? And then, you know, we built our new home, whatever. We probably used the fireplace one or two times when we were there, right? When the furnace went out and we came back from vacation, until the tech came out to fire up the furnace again, we huddled everybody up in front of the fireplace and had a camp out. That was probably the only time that we used it, right? Put thousands of dollars into it because it had to look good, but we never used it. How often on a non-use, on a chimney fireplace that's not used, should you get it inspected?
Well, if you're not planning on using it, you don't have to do it annually.
Okay.
Right. But if you're going to light it up in 4 years from now, you should have it inspected before you do that.
Okay.
It's not a danger unless you're burning a fire in it, right? But things change. You know, the this weather's brutal. The winters are brutal. Things, yeah, you know, freeze and thaw up on top, and they're shifting and moving and cracking. And these things have a limited lifespan until they're replaced with something that's permanent.
So things, even if you don't use it, I didn't know that either.
Couldn't things build nests in there and things like,
oh,
that?
Yeah,
if you haven't,
yeah,
used your chimney,
absolutely,
in 4 years, maybe 100%. Somebody else says, oh, Dave's not using it, maybe we will.
Yeah.
And I did that. We came home recently, hadn't been home in a while, and there are bird nests all, mm-hmm, over the place.
Oh, fire up the chimney. Let's go.
Let go.
Load it up. Bring in the wood there, buddy. Let's go.
We find that all the time.
So do you then, so if you plan on using it, and you haven't used it, you should get inspected before firing it up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
How long does a liner last?
If it's a stainless steel liner, that should last a lifetime.
Okay.
So the problem is that, you know, most of the masonry fireplaces are built with clay tiles. They have a limited lifespan. They crack. They wear. No new homes are built with stainless steel liners inside a masonry fireplace yet.
Okay.
But once you do the stainless reline, then, you know, you're good for a lifetime.
Got it.
Yeah. And how much is a chimney inspection if you're a new home buyer looking at a home, right? How much is the investment to make sure that the chimney that you're buying, of the house that you're buying, is in good shape? What are we talking?
$199.
Okay.
That's so reasonable.
Video inspection.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
$199 to save you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on a important part of your house that if you have a fireplace, I would invest the $199 and get a professional out there like Lindemann to check it out.
Definitely.
For sure.
And you want to find these things early. Like, so the crack on the top of your chimney is not going to get any smaller than it is today, and it's not going to get less expensive to fix. It's only going to get bigger and more expensive. So knowing what you're up against and doing the regular maintenance is, you know, saves you money in the long run.
I think you've heard that before, Roy Spencer. I think you have the same theme, right? It's not going to get any cheaper.
Better.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break for news here. Do you have to have a gas fireplace inspected? Sorry if we already covered that. So gas fireplace, should they be inspected?
Yeah, annually as well.
annually as well. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. I teed this up for Schwani. Schwani, this is for you.
It's raining, man.
Just to get you lumbered up in there, buddy, for your dance session during the break. We're going to throw it over to Schwani in the newsroom. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We're going to take a quick break here on the other side. More Chimney Talk with Rob Lindemann of Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-91-7200, hour 2. 312-91-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're here to help you with all your real estate questions, needs, desires, anything that you have. We're here to help you. 312 relationship advice, 312-981-7200. I'm really good at that. Roy, you know that better than anybody. You call me off.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times you've helped Laura and I get through some tough times.
It's not so much Laura, it's you. 312 Laura calls me up. I think you need to call Roy. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Craziest things that people have found, our listeners have found in their chimney. Fire away. What how many years you've been doing this?
I've been doing it since 95. I don't know how long is it.
That's a long time.
Full time, but probably mid-80s.
Yeah, that's 40 years.
Illegally 40 working years. For my dad.
Right. Yeah. Under the table, $3.50 an hour.
I don't think I got that much.
Here's a sandwich and shut up.
I got fed.
Yeah, yeah. Sandwich and Coke and hold the ladder. 312-981-7200. So what's out of the 40 years of experience, what's the craziest things you've seen?
So the listeners won't find it, but we find it often. So I asked my dad, I'm like, what's the craziest thing? And I've heard this story. So he was young entrepreneur, full-time fireman, getting into the business in the early 80s, and goes to a home in Northbrook, cleans out the firebox, starts looking at the flue, we remove the damper, and finds a nice big bag of weed back there. Right? So, question for you, David.
Marijuana.
Marijuana.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
It's not legal back then.
Right.
So, if you're my dad, what do you do?
If I was your dad in 1988 and found a bag of weed, is he a straight-laced guy, a firefighter, no-nonsense guy? Or is he one of these, let's go have a bottle of scotch?
I don't think he was a weed smoker, but I wouldn't say he was straight-laced either.
All right, well, he took it and gave it to his friends.
No.
He gave it to you.
No.
You guys went in the back of the truck.
That would have been a bad parenting move.
You got a big bag of Fritos because that's what everybody ate back then, and you got lit up with your dad.
No. So he chose, he cleaned it out, got it all cleaned up, and he's like, I don't want to cause an issue here, so cleaned it up and just put the bag back.
No.
What a guy.
And it was a teenager, he was a 16, 17-year-old boy that lived in the home, and he's like, I'm just going to do him a solid and just pretend like we didn't find this.
Who's now a CEO of a Fortune 500 right. company. Right.
That's funny.
That's a solid move by your dad.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I thought it was pretty good.
That's a nice move.
I hope he's listening, and he said, I'm going to call those guys. I owe him one.
You better be tuning in. Yeah.
Rob Goldman on Sunset Boulevard and Sunset Avenue in Northbrook. Sam and Crystal Lake, you've got a question for Mr. Lindemann. Rob Lindemann from Lindemann Chimney Fireplace Heating and Air Conditioning.
Yes. You were talking about that stainless steel liner. I was wondering, what would that roughly cost? I have a gas, it's a natural burning, but there's a gas igniter, and I'd like to put that stainless steel in and possibly also convert the wood burner to a gas burner.
Yeah, typically the liners are $3,000 or $4,000. It's a major investment into the home, but it's a lifetime fix. Once you fix it, whether you're burning gas or wood, you're done. It's not going to break down. It's going to last forever.
Do you still have to have it inspected on an annual basis?
Yes, you still have to do that. You have to get it cleaned out.
Right. And how about the gas, convert the wood burner to gas?
It depends. You have to have it inspected, and assuming that the flue is in good shape, that's a pretty easy fix. What we'll do is we'll switch out the gas logs and put in a log lighter. That's relatively inexpensive to do that conversion.
Well, I do have a log lighter in there already.
Oh, okay. You want to convert to gas from wood?
I wanted to convert to gas, and my wife likes those units where you take the remote control and it goes on.
Yeah, there's you could either use gas logs, which is you know, you can, if you were burning the flame, you could put your hand into the flame, or there's something called a direct vent fireplace, which are common now, which is an entirely sealed unit, but both can operate with the remote control.
That's
but
what I have.
The direct vent ones are really nice. It's a good investment. When you're burning your fireplace, you're actually putting heat in the home, and you'd use it all the time. I got one in my home. I wake up in the morning and the thing's burning, and it's great.
Great. Any other questions, Sam? Yeah.
And what would those run roughly?
Those are several thousand, maybe 3,000 to 5,000, depending on which model. The direct vent fireplace, the gas logs are probably more in the 1,000 to 2,000 range.
I see. Okay. Very good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, buddy. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. 219, a friend of ours with an Indiana phone number here. My aunt's Jimmy.
Oh,
what the heck is that? My aunt's Jimmy. Is Jimmy a part of a furnace, a part of a chimney?
I don't think so.
He might have said chimney. My aunt, he typed Jimmy. So I'll change it to my aunt's chimney. A raccoon had babies in it.
Yes.
Oh.
You see that a lot?
Every day in the spring.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. They come down. The mother will come down. So behind the damper, there's what they call a smoke shelf. It's a perfect area for a raccoon to have their pups. And, you know, that's between like 2 and 7 of them. And they put them down there, and they live down there, and they bring their fleas and their stuff. And, you know, until the mother, you know, the babies are old enough that she'll drag them out of there. But yeah, they cause havoc. They their little claws take out. They climb up
the mortar,
the flue. They take out the mortar joints. Yeah.
And those mama raccoons are really timid and are really nice to get close to.
No.
Right?
No. So when we get them out, even the little babies. So we'll chase the mother out. The mother leaves immediately, you know, when we're messing around down there. But the babies we got to take out by hand through the firebox.
Roy?
So does typically a chimney cap, you know, is it narrow enough to keep raccoons out? You said they're just going to claw that. I mean, I'm sure they could claw the mortar out and things like that. But, I mean, is it because there's not an adequate, proper cap on it? Is that how raccoons
can
Yeah,
it's because it doesn't have a cap. So if you're looking at your home and it's wide open and it doesn't have a cap, it's a good place for a raccoon to come down.
So every chimney should have a cap.
Absolutely.
I'm always blown away by that. You know, when people get water in their chimney, well, they look up and there's not even a cap on it. How does that, I mean, why wouldn't everybody have a cap?
Well, most homes are built without them. It's just one of those things that,
and why, you know, is
they
that?
Don't, they didn't give them the option when they built the home. The mason built the fireplace, and it's just an extra expense that we don't know who's absorbing. So the home is built, beautiful, I mean, $1 million home, no cap.
What are you talking about, $75 or something for a chimney cap? Yeah. Why would that even be an option? That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's common. But
it's America.
It is.
America. Phone number for listeners who want to reach out to you with all of their... Oh, here's a quick one before we get a break, because Benny's chirping in my ear. We got a break. Does the cost of a chimney inspection include the cleaning, or is that a separate investment?
That would be separate. $299 with the cleaning and inspection.
$299 with the cleaning and inspection. $199 just for the inspection. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
I think
if you're selling
so
a home,
reasonable.
It's so reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay. Phone number?
Lindeman.com or 847-918-7994.
And I used your matches on my outdoor fireplace.
There you go.
Thank you very much, because I was lighting it one of those clicker things. Almost blew off my freaking head. So thank you for those. Thank you. Thanks for the tip. Now, where were you when I turned it? Now I turned it down lower and used your striker matches that are, what, 38 inches long?
Yeah.
About 12 inches. 18 inches long?
They're long ones.
Yeah, they're long.
The last time I was on the show, the lady called in and got her hair lit on fire and put it out in the kitchen.
We know.
That was an interesting call.
That was an interesting call.
Yeah.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text and photo line. Sarah's not laughing at you, listener. We're laughing with you because you're safe and you're healthy and you're fine. It's just an ironic situation. Sarah will be talking about real estate trends and what our listeners need to do when they're buying and selling homes. And I've got some important data that I want to share with Sarah as well and our listeners after the break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, phone, call, and text. Oh my God. Text. Call and photo line. I'm going to take a quick break, have some have something. Goodbye. We'll be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Do you bring your mother over to make margaritas in the open houses, or does she just stay at home and pound them on her own?
It's a little bit of both. Chips, guacamole, margarita. She is one happy gal.
That's awesome. That would get me buying a house. Mama Leonard over there in Hochberg, and we got a party.
Yeah.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Mama Leonard over there. That's Frank Wazalewski from Access. We're going to take a quick call from Linda here for a question for Roy. Linda, you've been hanging out for a while. You got a manhole question, and Roy is the manhole expert.
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have lived in this house for 43 years, and when we moved here, there was the manhole was broken, but it was under our den where they enclosed the back porch into a den. And it bothers me now so much because my grandchildren are all over the place, and I'm so afraid one might will crawl over on that side and fall in. What I need to know from Mr. Spencer is, can I readily find a manhole cover? Is it real expensive?
Sorry, Chuck. Yeah, I'm just. I don't get that question a lot. You're not going to find it at Home Depot. I haven't seen them. typically, when we build manholes, and we get them from a building supply house that sells, you know, concrete manholes and covers and things like that. So it's not readily available to the average consumer. So this is on your property. You said it's underneath your den or something. So it's on your
yes.
private sewer, obviously. So,
yes.
Yeah, I would. Honestly, if you want to do this yourself or have someone, friend or relative, do it. You can do it. Just measure the manhole and take the old one, like, and go to the hardware store. And just say, hey, you got one of these? So you're not going to do that at the hardware store. But there are building supply houses. So if you Google or search for you know, sewer supplies and things, they would probably sell you one directly if you want to do it yourself. Otherwise, if you call a sewer contractor or a plumber, they should be able to help you as well.
What's down in there?
Well, it's a cover over your sewer line, so it could be probably a catch basin or something like that, and that might need to be inspected. It might be abandoned. I don't know, but the cover was put there for a reason, so people could get down and access and rot out the sewer.
And to keep you out of that sewer.
Yeah, and keep kids from falling in and all that stuff. So, yeah if you've got a cover in disrepair, you certainly want to tend to that. So either if you want to do it yourself, fine. Otherwise, you know, call a sewer plumber contractor out to look at it and get it replaced.
All right.
I'll do that. Thank you so very much.
Of course, Leonard.
Enjoy your day.
You too. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Sarah Leonard, you got breaking news. We talked about it at the beginning. Let's cover that real quick. You started your own brokerage company. What does that mean to our listeners who might not know anything about the real estate world? I'll let you shine on that. And why is that important for our listeners as well? Go.
Yeah. So I've been with RE/MAX for 18 years, and we just grew independent of them. So we, in doing, you know, 600 to 700 sales a year, have developed our own systems and our own strategies that have, you know, fed into the success that we've had. And so now it was just time for us to go off on our own and be able to not be limited based on any other company and really be able to flourish with these systems that we've put to work that have allowed us to grow to the point that we have.
735 units last year, Roy and Rob. I called Sarah up because one of my guys is like, hey, what do you think, Rob, that guy from New York, the selling of real estate in New York, Rob Sarahan, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know,
Ryan Sarahan.
Ryan Sarahan, you know, what do you think he gets for a speaking and, you know, appearance? I'm like, I don't know. So I Googled Ryan Sarahan, and then he pops up, and then I'm just like, Sarah Leonard, number 5 realtor in the United States, Chicago, Illinois. So I called her. I'm like, did you know you're number 5? She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you sold 745 houses. She's like, I had no idea. I'm like, you're on this list. So I took a screenshot and sent it to her. You're in the top 5 in the United States.
Pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. No idea.
It's shocking. It's actually shocking.
That's like 2.5 houses a day.
Yeah.
You know,
crazy.
People who know me are like, how is that even possible? I'm like, I don't even know.
She didn't even know she's on the list.
No. I'm busy selling homes.
I'm like, this is pretty incredible. She's like, She's like, where'd you find that? I'm like, here. I sent it to her. So it doesn't mean it's more power for you to do what you want
That's
without
right.
the constraints. Not that there were a lot of constraints with Remax, but you're your own boss now. It's
That's
your own
right.
ship.
We can create partnerships with whoever we'd like. If it's going to better the experience for the client or be better for us to get exposure, we can do that. We don't have any limitations. So we're really excited.
That's great. Well, good for you. Mazel tov for you.
Thank
That's
you.
Outstanding. So maybe, you know, you could set your own drug and alcohol policy and bring your mom in.
Because yeah, I know she's BYOB, baby.
She wouldn't clear the other Remax hurdle. No shot. 312-981-7200. I want to talk about this real quick before we get into your topics. Foreclosures are up. Okay. I found this today online. June 9 o'clock this morning. The cost of living in the United States continues to climb. Foreclosures are also on the rise. May foreclosure-related filings, which include default notices, scheduled auctions, and bank repos, were at 7%. We're up 7% from April and up 14% from a year ago to 35,200 properties in the United States. Okay. I mean,
it's still not bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Illinois and New York foreclosures starts came in at 1,358 and 1,287. So in Illinois, we're at 1,358 for the entire state.
Pretty low.
So let's not freak out.
Right.
Okay. They are increasing, but they are low. And I thought this was interesting. Metro areas with populations greater than 1 million with the worst foreclosure rates in the month of May. Jacksonville, Florida, one in every 1,699 housing units. Baltimore, one in every 1,900. Chicago, one in every 1,999. Still not that bad. And Orlando, okay, so if you're thinking about going and buying a home near Disney, one in every 2,000 homes are in some type of foreclosure. The good news for households is that unemployment rates remain low, meaning there is unlikely to be a widespread increase in foreclosure, similar to the one that we saw during the meltdown in 07 and 09. I just wanted you to comment on that.
I think that with everything that happened with the pandemic, that they offered a lot of solutions for homeowners. Yep. And I think that that's just kind of tapering off. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree.
We had a listener that had called me. She was like in love with you in a very literal sense, David. I don't know if she called you, but she asked for your home address.
It's not ironic.
She,
I mean, I get that a lot.
But she was somebody who, like, for 3 years just kept on extending and extending these programs. Yeah. And that was one of three people in a week that had called and said, what do we do now? So I think people are just kind of coming to terms with the fact that they're going to have to figure out some sort of a solution here that's not just going to be an extension of the problem.
The train is at the end of the track,
right,
and they ain't laying any more track.
Yeah.
So they have done everything they could possibly can to help. I'm not trying to be a cold-hearted SOB capitalist here, which I know Roy loves, but it's it's, you have the support that you've had has ended.
That's right.
And if you cannot figure out a way to make your mortgage payment after not having to make a mortgage payment for almost 2 years.
Some three,
because they gave you an extension through all of this year. There's the servicer needs to get paid. So the investor that the servicer is sending their money to, the servicer is the people that you send your mortgage payment to, they want a return on their investment, and the investor's not getting any money coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they've given you 3 years. You have to do something, because if you're not spending money on your mortgage, you're also not spending money at the grocery store, you're not spending money at the dry cleaner, you're not supporting your local communities, and you're not fixing your house and keeping your house up the way you should. And you're causing fire hazards in your fireplace if you have them, and all these things, and you're not replacing crack. It's time, right? And again, if you're a senior, an experienced homeowner, you have reverse mortgage options.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, then you've got to just call a realtor like Sarah and sell your home and retrench.
The good news is, because the market's still up, I feel like a lot of people that we talk to still have really good equity. They don't realize, you know, they just don't know what a good position the market is still in, especially for sellers. So that's definitely light at the end of the tunnel.
Let's talk about that coming after the break. Ashwani's looking at me like, enough already. I gotta go here. 312-981-7200. We're gonna throw it over to Ashwani in the newsroom. This is Home to Home Chicago on 720 WGN. After the break, more of real estate talk with Sarah Leonard and more making fun of her mom with her drinking problem. 312-981-7200. MegaPost call, text, and photo line. We'll be back after these messages.
Here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Even your mother didn't know how many homes you saw. She sent you a text. You want to read it?
No, I don't. Bleep, bleep,
you
bleep.
You want to screen her message? You need to bring her down one day. You
I
keep
will.
Saying no, there's no shot. But I'll, you know, we'll get her by security. It'll be fine. We'll frisk her down.
We'll escort her here.
Yeah. We'll put the Magatron her up or whatever those are called. 312-981-7200. You have an exciting, can't talk about it right now, but there's a project on the North Shore that you're working with. New construction. How many homes are going to be available? When you can talk about it, how many homes are going to be available?
Over 65 new construction townhomes.
Townhomes.
Yes.
In the North Shore.
Walking distance to the train.
Good schools.
Best schools around.
Good shopping.
Yep.
Close to the Edens.
Mm-hmm.
Close to all the restaurants and all the shopping and all the amenities on the North Shore.
Yep.
And you will be able to announce it hopefully the next time you're on.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that's exciting. So if you're looking to get out of the city, which a lot of people are looking to do, because that article that I gave you mm-hmm. said that the homes in the city are down by like 7-8%. They haven't recovered from the pandemic, so the city center is off.
Yeah.
But the suburbs are blowing up.
We're two very different markets.
Within 30 miles of each other. I mean, from where I'm at now to where I live is 25 miles.
Yeah.
Door to door is 25 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference is, and Buffalo Grove is another 8 miles west of me. And do me a favor, that article I gave you gave an example of Buffalo Grove. It was built in 2021. I think the list price was something like $490,000. You see that?
No.
There? Okay. Robbie, send it over here and I'll...
Oh, yeah. Last Buffalo Grove, this townhome was listed for $650,000. In 2021, it sold for $512,000 after hitting the market for $492,000.
Okay. So let's just take a step back. In 2021... A home in Buffalo Grove, a beautiful community northwest of the city.
Truly some of the best schools.
Well, some of the best schools, right? You got Stevenson School
yep.
up there.
Stevenson
you got Buffalo
High School.
School, Buffalo Grove up there. Listed for $490,000, sold for $520,000 in 2021. And it just recently sold for that same house, sold for how much?
$650,000.
Okay. So if you're in 2019 and you were going to wait for this market to cool off, you missed it.
Yeah.
In 2021, if you were going to wait for this market to cool off, you missed it. In 2021, if you were going to wait for this market to cool off, you really missed it.
Mm-hmm.
In 2022, if you were going to wait for it to step back, you missed it again.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2023, where are we today? Where are we today?
Well, that's actually one of the things I wanted to talk about is stop waiting. So many people, and it's funny, I got a text from a client the other day. She's living in a house that her parents own, and her parents are finally like, we can't wait anymore. We've got to list the property. And so she's got to go find somewhere to live. And she's like, it's really not ideal having to do this during a housing shortage. I'm like, yeah, welcome to the last 3 years. It's not changing. So I think the good news is buyers are realizing that. We were just talking about that.
Yep.
They're not scared to get into the market now. They're anxious. They're ready. They understand this is the world that we're living in, and they're fine functioning within that space.
We talked about it beginning of last year. The rates took off.
Mm-hmm.
We went from the threes in January to the sixes in May. And what happened in May of last year?
Slowed down.
Dead stop.
Screeching halt.
Dead stop. May, June, July, August, September, about October, it started turning around.
Yeah.
So what happened? It took the market 6 months. It took the buyers to mentally grasp that this is where it is.
Mm-hmm.
The market is what the market is, and you can't fight it. And the market was in October where it is today.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the high sixes, low sevens. And guess what happened? The buyers started flowing out of their homes again because they realized this is it.
Yep, someone flipped a switch. And then going in November, it just picked up, and it's gone crazy ever since.
What would you tell a seller who is thinking about waiting to next year to list their home?
Biggest mistake ever. Right now, there's just still a shortage. And so buyers are excited to get into the market. They're not scared like they were. I don't have a crystal ball to see where things will be at then. But right now is an excellent time to put your home on the market.
What is the average market time in the suburbs? The city is different. Mm-hmm. We already covered that. The city has still got a hangover from what happened with the social challenges that they had and the people running down the streets and all that nonsense. And it's still there.
Yeah, it's not getting better.
And you can call me whatever you want to call me. That's just a fact. Mm-hmm. I'm just calling it the way I see it. I've taken the Red Line down here. I take the Skokie Swift down here. It's like a homeless shelter on the Red Line, you know, coming into the city. We take immigrants that you come here illegally and put them up in hotels, and we've got homeless people that are sleeping on the Red Line.
Doesn't mean we don't love Chicago.
Doesn't mean
just
we don't
comes
love,
with its challenges.
I'm just telling you. Okay, and people, some buyers just don't want to deal with that, mm-hmm. and they're moving out, going to the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the turnaround time on a home in the suburb?
Under 10 days, if you're looking. I mean, it's under 2 weeks. So, you know, the best advice is come prepared. The first question I ask people when I meet with them is, what is your plan? Where are you going? You know, what is your timeline on that? Because people get really excited when they see the prices, and I listed a property Tuesday of this week, and by Thursday we had 85 showings and 31 offers.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Right.
You know, and so, I mean, people want to get into this market, still putting people in a really good place, but it isn't, you know, prices aren't as inflated as they were 2 years ago. So there's demand, but it's not demand with like no cause. You know, appraisals are still happening, and you know, they're keeping things in line, but it is the market's moving at a really healthy pace.
Fast forward 6 to 12 months from today,
mm-hmm.
unemployment is going to keep going up. Listen, all the signs are there.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to anybody in the transportation business. They're going to tell you they're slowing down. Look at Amazon. Look at Walmart. They're laying people off. Look at Target. Look at the cardboard orders. It's the lowest it's been since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a slowdown coming up. I know we're going into an election year. People don't want to talk about it. If you got an ugly baby, I'm going to tell you your baby's ugly. Your baby's ugly. We're going into a recession. Okay, so what's the Fed going to do when we're in a recession? The Fed pulls the rates back.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to put a hypothetical to you. You've got homeowners, 14 million homeowners refinanced during COVID, and they have a rate that starts with the 3s or the 2s. You've got another 11 million homeowners who bought home during COVID from 2020, 2021, and the beginning of 2022, another mm-hmm. 11 million homeowners bought homes. So between those two, you've got 25 million homeowners that start with the rate, have a rate that start with the 3 or less, or don't have a mortgage at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because a lot of people bought homes for cash. Okay, so now you got 25 million homeowners out there that if they go into the market today at 6-7%, they're like, I'm not going to go into that market. Why do I need to go into that market? Unless you have to move due to family challenges, you're moving, whatever, right? You can't get around your house. You're not moving.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you a hypothetical.
Yeah.
Rates drop from the 6s and 7s we're at now into the 5s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, all of those home buyers that wanted to come into the market that got knocked out when they were in the 6s and the 7s, what are they going to do? The people that rented or living in their parents' basement, they're coming back into the market.
Oh, yeah. They're jumping. They get a rate like that.
You just saved 2 points on the rate. You could buy now. Now you can afford it.
Right.
You've got more inventory coming on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
You're going to have a bigger demand. You're going to have more demand coming on, and still you're going to have
support the demand with the inventory.
Correct.
We need an influx of homes to hit the market.
But those homeowners still are going to be sitting. A lot of them will put their home on the market when it hits the 5 that have to move.
Mm-hmm.
But those that got the 2s and the 3s, they ain't moving for a long period of time.
Right.
Not unless they have to.
Mm-hmm.
Getting divorced, somebody passed away, got a job move, whatever. We don't have inventory.
Yeah, we see more and more people moving out of state, unfortunately. But there still seems to be a pretty high demand to do that. So
what should our listeners do, in your opinion, if they are... Cover two different situations.
Okay.
They're over their skis. They can't make their mortgage payment. They've run out of all the support. They've had a 3-year great run of forbearance and COVID forbearance. Mm-hmm. And then they went back and got another bite of the apple. They got another 12 months. 12 months is over now.
Right.
What do they do? What should those homeowners do?
What I usually say is try to find a rental and a solution for selling your home. You know, you can't just stay there and be tied to your house. The couple I met with, that the lady who's in love with you from the show, you know, every penny that they have coming in goes to pay for them to live there. It's like, for what?
Right.
You know, it's a sad situation. So we were looking at rentals, and there were some senior communities. The rent was like $1,200 a month, $1,300 a month. It was doable. It's just grasping the change, right?
Right.
It's grasping that if you were behind, it doesn't define who you are. It's just a new chapter. But you have to come to terms with it, because it's not going to get better. That allowance isn't going to continue to come.
That's situation one. And then situation two is, I've got to get out of my home. I think the market's going to be better in 6 months because it's going to be a shortage because rates are going to come down. Do they wait or do they sell now?
They sell now.
Because there's such a lineup of buyers out there to buy homes.
Absolutely.
And especially now, because now you want to get your kids into the home so you can register for the schools.
Exactly.
So now it's even more crazy if you've got a family and trying to move in. It's a perfect time to sell your home.
It absolutely is.
Phone number.
224-239-3966 or sarahleonardsells.com.
What's the new name of your company?
Legacy Properties, the Sarah Leonard Company.
And what's the price point of these new homes that are being built on the North Shore?
Between $600,000 and $750,000.
$600,000 and $750,000.
For new construction, close to the train.
Close to the walking distance to the train.
Yes, sir.
Within 2 miles, 3 miles of the Edens Expressway.
Mm-hmm.
Phone number one more time.
224-239-3966.
All right, we're going to open it up. We got round robin here. We're going to update on Jeremy's eyebrows. 312-981-7200 after the break. 312-981-7200. JP Graziano brought sandwiches. We got Jimmy calling after the top of the hour. Talk about the sandwich of the week. And also, don't forget, when you go into JP Graziano's or order online and say Home Sweet Home Chicago or WGN Radio, you will get a free cannoli. And the cannolis, forget about it. They're amazing. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You just need to have the right agent who's going to bat for you guys, who can be aggressive in this market.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
It's like a dating website, right? Don't be a creep or a pain in the rear end. Not that I know anything about that.
Don't be creepy. He's a pro.
I'm just saying.
Did you look in the mirror this morning?
I Googled it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Here's a good one. Ready for this? I have a four-story blue spruce tree. I do flood the tree, but there is about 6 inches of old pine needles. Do I remove them? What do you think, Roy? I mean, 6 inches of... I mean, you're the...
landscaping expert,
yeah, arborist in here. I think having 6 inches of old pine needles is probably not good for the irrigation of the tree. That's just me, unless you have a compost pile and you could throw it in there.
I've typically been told in my practice, I have trees and things, I try and keep 2 inches of mulch, and I think any more you
suffocate
might cause problem. Yeah. You can, yeah. You know, damage the tree by having too much mulch, so I think I would stay with 2 inches.
All right, according to Roy, 2 inches is all you need. 312, cue that up, Benny. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. I sent an email asking to consider timeshare as a topic for your show. My mother-in-law has one in Mexico, and my husband is the executor.
Two very different things.
Well, maybe not. It depends on the mother-in-law. If no beneficiary is stated, do we get stuck with it? Would love to sell it. Do you know anyone reputable that could guide us? Timeshares. That's a whole nother story. Some people love them.
Yeah.
And I could just tell you, from my experience, the cost of what you have into a timeshare and the maintenance every year, in some of the timeshares, I should say, let me do that. It would be cheaper, more economical for our listeners to go stay in a nice hotel mm-hmm. near Orlando if you like Disney or Universal instead of buying a timeshare. I'm just leaving it like that, okay? 312-981-7200. Let's answer this again. Do you have to have a gas fireplace inspected?
Yes, annually.
Okay. Annually, okay. Question for fireplace. I have a gas insert. Should that be inspected as well?
Yeah.
All right, so yeah. I guess that's the same. It's different numbers. Okay, so it's two different people. There you go. I listen to every question for Mr. Spencer. So you're Mr. Spencer. about shrub roots and sewer lines. Roots already penetrating the main line outside the foundation. I had it rotted, but the company was only able to punch a small hole through the roots and, of course, suggested major repairs and replacing all or a portion of the line. I know it's not ideal, but how effective is foam? How effective is foaming root killer? How effective is David Hochberg learning how to read English? how effective is foaming root killer that you flush down the toilet both as an initial treatment and ongoing maintenance? There's zero chance I'm going to spend 10 G's or more on pipe replacement anytime soon. Looking forward to buy some time, Mike, in the Northwest suburbs. You know anything about this foam root killer that you flush down the toilet?
My personal experience is it's not effective. Okay. So it's very hit and miss. It would make sense. You put it down there, and if you got a cracked sewer line, it's going to run out there, and it's not going to go further down the line. And roots are, I can say, very aggressive, especially right now. So you might kill the roots there, but the trees are just going to keep sending them back and things like that. So to me, the choices are you can keep paying to have it rotted out. Sometimes people have to have it rotted out annually, sometimes two or three times a year, depending on the aggressive of your roots. And so you start weighing that against the cost of replacement line. So that's probably why they were recommended. So I understand not everybody can afford a new sewer line, and you have to look into maybe finance or anything, but it's just you need a sewer line, and it's got to be taken care of. And these old clay lines, they get cracked up so bad that it has to be replaced at some point.
What about taking down the tree?
That's a possibility.
Some municipalities have different rules.
Yeah, so that's always an option, but there's typically more than one tree involved. So,
well, you know, strong wind. Mr. T. I'm just saying, right? Start getting a chainsaw out. 312-981-7200. Here you go. Illinois number 5 in foreclosures, according to 847. People biting off more than they could afford, especially in 2020. Just wait. Student loans are coming back. Very true. Over $1,000 payments a month. Very true. Correct. No more track on the train. Used car prices are caving. Very true. All these are signs that we are having troubles here. Okay. Maybe people selling their cars for mortgage money. It's a buyer's market now. I don't know if it's a buyer's market. If you're in the city, it's a buyer's market.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think in the general suburban market, it's not a buyer's market.
That is correct.
Right.
Well, we don't have enough inventory for that to happen.
Correct.
Too many people, not enough property.
The last time you were on, I told you about the house that was down the street from me.
Yeah.
Two houses down the street.
Right.
And, put it on at 550.
Timing is everything.
Put it on during the glut last year when everything stopped. Nothing moved. Put on 550. It was circa 1973. Took it off the market. Put about 20, 30 G's into it. Got $100,000 more for the house. I think $130,000, $40,000 more for the house. And sold in 30 days.
Right.
This house sat there for 6-8 months. So it's all timing. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to take your... We got another... Benny, we're going to hit a break now or what? We're going to hit a break. We're going to go get our Graziano's sandwiches from J.P. Graziano, 901 West Randolph, during the month of June. If you order a sandwich, Roy, I know you're a big J.P. Graziano lover, sub sandwich, you get a free complimentary... what do they call those?
Cannolis.
And the cannolis at J.P. Graziano are delicious. Somebody took mine last week. I didn't need it, so I donated it to somebody before I ate it. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. Jimmy's going to be calling in, and we're going to be talking real estate for the last hour of the show. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We are enjoying unbelievably delicious sandwiches. Roy, what do you think?
Yeah, it's way beyond a sandwich. You gave me half of one, and that's twice what I would.
Well, a real man can handle a full sandwich, Roy. Not calling you that you're not
Step
a man.
Step up your game.
I'm not saying anything, Roy, but I'm just making an observation.
It was delicious.
Jimmy, what do we call guys that can't finish a full sandwich?
Roy?
Jimmy's here. He was gaming last weekend. Say WGN or Home Sweet Home Chicago during checkout. Or in his shop when you're ordering and get a complimentary cannoli. What are we eating today, Jimmy?
We sent over the muffuletta sandwich, one of my absolute favorites on the menu. I also wanted to send something a little bit outside of our kind of standard menu that we had started with. So this started a number of years ago. I fell in love with the muffuletta sandwich. I think the gold standard is the Central Grocery out in New Orleans. And I wanted to get it on the menu. That's when we started playing around with making our own muffuletta mix. And I'd offer it on like Fat Tuesday and around Mardi Gras and stuff, and people just kept asking for it. So it inspired me to like get that line of muffuletta peppers available and put that item on the menu full time.
Yeah, so, and it's got the pepper taste, but it doesn't have the pepper heat like your jardinera.
Right. So standard on that sandwich does come the mild muffaletta. We do offer a hot version. So if you like the heat, you just got to ask for the hot muffaletta. And I think it takes it up a couple notches. But start with some beautiful imported provolone on that sandwich for the cheese. And then we stack it up with mortadella, ham, Genoa salami. And then nothing, you know, not a lot of monkeying around on it. Just let the beautiful product speak for themselves. Put the oil and vinegar on the bread. Top it off with the mild muffaletta spread. And then, of course, that bread comes from D'Amato's, one of the best muffaletta breads I've ever had. Nice and soft, beautiful sesame on there. And it is a monster, but you can't come by an Italian and leave hungry. That's rule number one.
All right, Sarah's got flaxseed something going on. Every time she sees a flaxseed, her head blows up. Is there any challenges here? Because we kind of want to see it, but I don't want to have to call the paramedics from the fire station down below. Is there any flaxseed going on in this that she should be concerned about, or any other listener should be concerned about?
Did you say flaxseed?
Yeah, isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
Flaxseed.
No, sesame.
It's sesame. Are you good? You're good with sesame?
I am.
Oh, you're going to have some of this. You're going to down a whole sandwich. Show Roy how to eat it.
He's pressure feeding all of us, just so you know. It's so good. He's pressuring us into eating it.
You don't have to pray. Once you look at this thing and put this in your mouth, you don't want to take it out of your mouth. I'm sure that's going to come back eventually. I'm sure Benny's marked that one for a future drop somewhere down the road. But, Jimmy, you're a 901 West Randolph. Going
in 901 West Randolph, corner Randolph and Peoria. This past Wednesday, we just celebrated our 86th year there. Wow. Great grand opener, June 7th, 1937. So you had a great day. We had a wonderful week with your listeners coming out, mentioned WGN, grabbing that free cannoli, and we're having a fun. We're enjoying a beautiful summer.
And I'll tell you what, you walk into this store that his grandfather opened in 1937, and you take a look at the Godfather movies when they do the cuts back to the Italy and to like New York and the old grocery stores, you're transported back into the late 30s, early 40s. He's done some modifications, obviously, but the exposed beam roof and just you got that old grocery store feeling. It's a great place. He's a great guy, great family. 86? How many years?
86. Yeah, 86.
Wow.
Another 86 to you and your family, buddy. And 901 West Randolph, Randolph and Peoria. Say WGN, Home Sweet Home Chicago, get a free cannoli. And we look forward to seeing what you make up for us next Saturday, buddy.
Absolutely. And if you're out of town, anywhere in the coast to coast in the country, you can visit TasteRealChicago.com.
And those are
our jardinera and muffaletta peppers out all over the country.
Great Father's Day gifts. Taste, what is it again, Jimmy?
TasteRealChicago.com.
TasteRealChicago.com. Get a four-pack for your father, no matter where he lives in the United States, and Jimmy will ship it. All right, bud. Thanks for calling in. We got to take a quick break, brother.
Thanks, as always. We'll see you next week.
You got it, buddy. 312-981-7200. I'm going to put this on. It's sesame, not flax. And you tell me how delicious it is.
Okie doke.
312-981-7200. And I got one for your mother, because she's probably saying,
well, gotta get some food in that stomach.
I ain't only feeding there. I'm sitting here. I'm liquored up for 2 hours. I need a base. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM. We've got Mary, Sam, and Jimmy on the line. Don't go anywhere. I promise we'll pick you up after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I'm thinking about becoming, get ready for this, because I'm on Instagram now. I'm a grammar, because I'm a grammar. So David Hochberg on Instagram. So I'm scrolling through, and I see the Kardashians are making a fortune taking pictures, eating stuff in their bathing suits. And I'm like, I could do that.
Well, I'm just not sure about that.
Oh, my God, David.
I could do that.
That was the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
I could do that.
You got to look into OnlyFans, possibly, then.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, boomers.
Google that.
Not here, though. Don't Google it here.
312-981-7200. The reason Benny brought that up is because I made a Instagram post about McDonald's iced coffee. I talked about it on John's show this week. It's I think it's 250,000 views. It's David_HOCHBERG. I didn't mean for it to go viral. I didn't mean to upset baristas. I just said it was 90 degrees. I got a haircut, which looked outstanding at the time. And it was hot day, 8:30 in the morning. I get my haircuts early. Rob, you're like, why are you doing that? Because I'm an early riser. And I just wanted a cool cup of coffee but without the caffeine. And I started an absolute S-storm on Instagram. 95% of the people were with me, no problem. The 5%, I triggered them. I said, Ice-T, you're drinking watered-down crap. I'm like, thank you. And every comment I respond, thank you for the comment. And then that pissed them off even more, and they came back at me because I was nice to them.
It went viral.
It went viral. Woo! I got 250. So if you want to keep it going, go to David_Hochberg, H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G. Follow me. We're posting a lot of good stuff about mortgages and credit tips and housing and everything like that. 312-981-7200. We're going to go to Mary. You got a question for Rob Lindemann about a gas fireplace. Mary, what's your question? Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Hi, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. I have a gas-burning fireplace. Okay. In the basement, underneath the fireplace, there's like an access door. I want to say it's like 1.5 feet all the way around, okay? About 2 months ago, we had a flood in the basement, which is another story. They had to remove half the drywall in the basement. When they put up the new drywall, they didn't realize that that access door was there, and they drywalled over it. What I was told is I really don't need access to it because I have a gas-burning fireplace, and that would have been probably originally when the house was built, it had a wood-burning fireplace. So my question is this, do I need to have access? It looks like where the ashes would have come down if it was a wood-burning fireplace, which I no longer have. So am I okay with this being covered up now?
Yeah, you are okay with that being covered up. You should have that ash pit door that's on the first floor sealed, though, so nothing more gets down there, even if it is gas. So you have that sealed off. But the bad part about having the ash down there is if there's moisture down there, then you got to kind of wet ash, which is not great. That's definitely something, PermaSeal handles every day to check out the moisture in the basements. But in terms of the access to that ash door, unless you're going to burn wood again, that's correct. You won't need access to that.
Okay. And what was the first thing you said, though, that I should do to make sure no ashes get down there?
There's probably...
You could seal it off.
Yeah, there's probably a door, a little trap door in the firebox in the upstairs. That's likely where the ash was dumped down. Do you have two fireplaces?
Just the one.
Just one in the basement?
No, it's upstairs. The access door is in the basement.
Yeah,
below the fireplace.
So that fireplace, okay. Yeah, you'd like to seal that ash dump door solid so nothing else goes down there.
Which is in the fireplace itself,
that's
right?
Correct. It's probably under the gas log set, yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, well, thank you very much.
I got a question for you, Mary. What part of New York and New Jersey are you from? You're from Long Island? You got that accent.
You picked it up, huh?
I was born in Brooklyn. I could tell you a mile away. What part?
Oh my God, I'm from Queens.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. How do you say Florida?
Victoria?
How do you say? No, I was born in my mom and his hospital. I moved out when I was 7. Let's not go like New York Jewish geography here. But I could tell. How do you say Florida?
Florida.
You see? All New Yorkers say Florida. It's Florida.
Okay, you know what? I will tell you one thing. When I was living here, I used to go to a coffee shop all the
time.
Coffee shop.
There you go. That's a dead giveaway, right?
Yeah. Well, hello is a dead giveaway for me. It's in my blood. So my father was born in Queens. So you went to the coffee shop. What happened at the coffee shop?
Well, she said to me, oh, you've got to be from New York. I said, what makes you think that? She says, because of how you order coffee. So, yeah. Okay, David, I'll tell you one other last quick thing about New York. Do you remember years ago you'd go to a coffee shop and you'd say, I would say at the time, I used to have milk and sugar in my coffee. I'd say I'd have a regular.
Right.
I met my husband at the time who was from Wisconsin.
Oh, forget about it.
I'll have a regular. He goes, I'll have the same. He opens up his coffee. He goes, what's this? I said, you ordered a regular. He goes, no, it should be black. I said, in New York, a regular is cream and sugar.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, Wisconsin, they got their whole as you've learned, it's a whole nother world up there, right?
Oh, sure. It's
a whole nother world. Cheese curds, heart attacks. Yeah. Forget about it. Everything cheese is on everything. All right, Mary, hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product and go have a nice cup of coffee. 312-981-72. I picked that up right away. Right away. It's like an owl.
There.
I can hear it. Sammy, you got a question?
I have a real estate question for you.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm down here in Peoria, and about 6 months ago, I bought a house to either flip or to rent out. And, well, the house was full of junk when I bought it. I bought it as is, and after I got it, I wound up finding out it was full of termites and getting in there more than I thought, and having to replace all the drywall and all kinds. I mean, it's just been one big headache after another. But the I wound up running out of money for now, and I've got bruised credit and can't really get any money to finish it. I'm trying to figure out if you guys think I should just sell it as is or list it with the realtor and sell it as is.
Sarah, all yours. What should Sam in Peoria, who got in over his skis because he thought he was going to buy a house without junk in it, a bunch of junk, bad drywall, a bunch of bad things. Mm. Real estate's not easy, Sarah, is it?
It isn't.
No. And the market here is there's a shortage just like up there. And so I don't know whether they're listed as is with needing $20,000 to finish it up, or I've had a couple offers, but they were less than what I even got in it. I don't know what.
All right, hang on, Sammy. Hang on. Sarah, what would you tell Sam to do?
I think that if you don't have the financial means to complete it, then the best option is to list it and let somebody else take over from where you left off.
Because the longer you hang on to it, the more expensive it's going to cost you.
Right.
And you know what? Real estate ain't a part-time job. It's not a beginner's activity. It's a full contact sport. And Roy, you've been in out of real estate many houses. Rob, you've been out of many houses. Sarah sells 700 plus a year. I've done a ton of mortgages. If you're not ready and you're not prepared, then don't step on the line, over the line, and get on the battlefield.
It's time to punt.
It's time not even to get on the field. It's time to sit your tuchus in your seat and watch others play, or maybe get involved with a partner on your first one, two, or three to see how it works before diving in and running out of money like Sammy here down in Peoria.
Just create a healthy budget.
Right. And we're not making fun of Sam.
No.
Sam's not the only guy that this happens to, Sarah. You get it all the time. Oh, yeah. HGTV. We're going to turn
look
around
easy.
28 minutes. We're going to turn this thing around. Those two twins could do it. And that lady with the tall, gigantic husband with the beard and the short, blot chick, she could do it. And those people in Waco, Texas, whatever her name is. I could do it.
Yeah, was it an 86-year-old doing it? What voice is that?
Let's not get, but that's my muffalata voice, okay?
I see.
And I think you're allergic to sesame because your head's blowing up. 312-981-7200. You want to take shots at me? It's Mike. Turn that mic off. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's not for the faint of heart, okay? These shows make everything look so simple. Right, Roy, you look at it. Oh, yeah, let's put a backup sump pump in there. You know, Tom's there with Sally explaining how to put it in. And then they walk away, come back, and all of a sudden there's a backup sump pump there.
No, it's just like when you own a home, stuff happens, right?
Yes.
You know, just your home you're living now. Forget about your investment property. Think of all the things that happen that you didn't foresee, the
correct
cost of owning a home. So when you buy an investment property, you're not living there, you're not aware of it and stuff, so things multiply, but the same things go on. It gets very expensive. So, yeah, it's like you say, it's not for it's a tough business.
It's a full-contact sport.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't enter the game if you're not willing to pay the price of getting hurt. And you open a wall, Rob? You've been there.
We remodeled in 2016, and I remember my wife was watching these shows, and they had this amazing transformation, and it was like $1,600.
Yeah.
I was hoping that mine were like $16,000.
Times four.
$160,000. Yeah. Congratulations, Rob. Door number three.
Yeah.
Again, these shows, my wife's got all this crap on all the time, right? Oh, let's go buy I'm a lottery winner. Let's go buy a house. I'm like, shut up. I'm like, I mean, come on. I'm like, let's go buy a house. And they set up these houses. When you start taking walls down and you start doing investments, the twins that are on there, they're great. That guy that was married to the blonde that got divorced and now with another blonde.
Oh, yeah.
Maloof, whatever.
Yeah.
He's Tarek. He does a great. I think he does probably the best breaking it down and explaining. Why'd you do that? Well, you know, what were you thinking there? But all these shows, you can't redo a house in 28 minutes, which is what, you know, what, it's not even. It's like 26 minutes.
When you can't just take down walls. When they, no. Isn't that so easy? Like, there's things like supports and stuff they don't factor in.
Permits. Local code. Okay. Fire inspections. All right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Johnny, we're coming back to you in Chicago. We got Juanita in Chicago coming up next. Also, Sarah wants to go over a couple of things real estate related. Roy just wants to give us advice on life. And Rob is just talking about fires. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Wasn't that a great sandwich?
It was wonderful.
So good.
It was actually delicious.
Oh, my unbelievably God. Good.
I'm taking a nap. Oh, and we got the news guy chiming in, Kevin. Hey, and your buddy closed down his home last week there, Kev. Thanks for the referral.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, Johnny
He said something about if he closed on the home with you, something about softball jerseys. I don't know.
Yeah, that was before the market fell off 70%. Stay in your lane. You're lucky I sponsored the team this year, smart guy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Because you're so hot. And you deal with flames all the time. John wants to know how to get his fire going. John, you got a question for Rob?
Got it. I have an indoor ventless fire. I get call a fireplace. It's a 3x3 fixture with tempered glass on both sides and metal at the base, and that holds together. And I use it on a bureau, a low boil. I use some sort of fuel. I forget what it is, ethanol or something like that. It's be good for me and not kill me when it's lit. But furthermore, it doesn't offer much of a flame. There's a reservoir at the base wherein you pour this, and it really doesn't get much higher than 3 or 4 inches. Is there anything safe that can be put in that reservoir to, increase the height of the flame? And if not, can you recommend an artificial fireplace that doesn't look as artificial as the ones I've seen?
You should only use ethanol if it's an ethanol fireplace. You definitely don't want to put any other accelerant in there.
Right.
That would be a bad idea. So the flame that you're getting is going to be the flame that unit is going to produce. Yeah, unfortunately, over the last 10 years, they've come a long way. My brother-in-law just moved into a house in South Carolina, and he showed me a picture of his, and it was gorgeous, the flame on it. So you're likely going to look at a new unit, and best way to do it would be go online, see the size that you have, and see what's available. They'll have, like, YouTube videos of them firing and see, you know, if it produces a good flame. But likely yours is 5-10 years old, and it's just not, you know, not as good as the
ones. Maybe the ethanol quality has improved.
Can you help him with that, install that?
Yeah, that's something we can do for sure.
All right, hang on, John, because size matters. 312-981-7200. It was just there. I had to go for it, Roy. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. You've got specials going on, financing opportunities for our listeners. You want to share them?
Yeah, excuse me. I was talking earlier about, you know, structural repairs and the impending thing and getting people to watch for it. We're also having a structural sale this month at PermaSeal. So if you have us out, remember, estimates are always free. But if we do find a problem we can help you with structurally, we're having a $300 discount during the month of June. So it's just a great time to, you know, look around your home, look for these drought symptoms. But I also talked about how hard the ground is, and so what that means is, David, and I've had this on good authority from every meteorologist I can talk to, all studying all the historical data, it's going to rain again. And when it does, it's going to come down, it's going to hit the hard ground,
right.
It's going to run right over that, through those cracks in the ground, right around your basement.
Correct.
And we're going to be busier than ever in waterproofing. So if you had a water problem, why don't we get ahead of it now while we have time and we can do it instead of when you call me and we're out weeks doing the work. So give us a call, 800-421-7325.
The ground is so dry, it is hard as a rock.
It's like when it rains and rolls off your driveway, right?
Correct.
It's the way it's going to do on the ground until initially it gets wet slowly, and it'll eventually start absorbing the water again. But this initial rain, we get a big storm, it's going to be a bad
big
one. Yep.
It's going to be bad. So get that work. If your basement flooded last year, and if it flooded the year before. And if it flooded the year before that, and before that, and before that, before that, there's a good chance, probably 100%, that it's going to flood even worse this year because it's so doggone dry.
Yeah, and if it, even if it didn't flood, if it seeped, if it was right. wet, it's going to get wetter, and it could potentially flood. So, yeah, now's just a great time to have us come out and give you a free estimate and inspection.
Phone number?
800-421-7325.
Sarah, you wanted to cover a couple things before we got out of here, so why don't you tease with one or two of them, then on the other side of the break, we'll dive into a little deeper. What was?
Sure.
Go ahead.
One is what impact the lender has on a purchase for the seller, right? So yep. what does that mean for them? Why should they care? A lot of times they don't realize the impact it has on the process. And the second is just sellers' expectations. So what should they expect in the market that we're in now?
All right, let's take the second one first.
Okay.
So what should the seller expect in this market? They list their house. There's a frenzy. Give us a synopsis of the mental viewpoint from a seller.
I think first and foremost, people think they can just slap their house on the market and expect it to sell, but you really do have to prepare your home. You have to go through the process. So getting it cleaned up, you know, a first impression is a lasting one. So if you've got stuff all over the house, you know, buyers are going to remember that. If there's, you know, if you've deferred on cleaning, they're going to wonder what else you've deferred on. So is it maintenance? Is it, you know, your fireplace, your HVAC, your basement? What haven't you done? And you don't want to create that, because even if there are not enough properties on the market, you know, buyers aren't going into things blindly. So they're still looking at those things. The second point is just to be ready to respond. I just had an offer today that had come in. It's $25,000 over the listing price. It's as is. There's an appraisal gap. And my clients are, they're busy for the weekend. I'm like, you know, when somebody writes a really good offer, they're going to want a response.
Busy.
And so you really have to be ready to move. I always tell my clients, like, be ready for the showings. And when the showings happen, be ready for an offer. Have a plan as to where you're going to go. And, you know, move quick. If people are writing strong offers, they don't want to be put on hold for a day or 2 days and feel like you're waiting for something else to come in. So just be ready and be prepared.
All right. And we'll pick up the other side, why a lender is important to the seller.
Great.
After the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp.
A pump pimp?
What?
Some pimp.
Whoever looks in there.
Some pimp.
What is it?
Some
sump pit.
Sump pit. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's an oldie but a goodie, Roy. Yeah. I couldn't get that one out. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. All right, Sarah. Why should a seller care about what lender the buyer uses?
Okay. So when we get an offer on a property, the first thing we do is call the lender. So we go over a bunch of questions. So is the buyer W-2'd, self-employed? Have you viewed their income and assets? Do they have any bonus income? You know, all of those things. Have they had gaps in employment? And do they know their debt-to-income ratios? If the lender isn't 100% confident in their answers, I am not 100% confident in that offer. Because if they haven't looked at those things and they're writing a pre-approval letter, what is it going to be, 2 weeks to a month before they get that information? And at that point, if something weren't to work in our favor...
Too late.
Yeah, it's too late. We've been off the market for a month. And you would be shocked at how many times we call and people just, oh, they just did something online. You know, they have no idea. And so that's a real problem for the seller. If they're waiting until the last minute to gather this information for their client, it could really cause bumps in the road as you get further into the transaction. So it makes all the difference in the world.
How many of the lenders don't return your phone call?
Oh, 60%.
And then
eventually we call the agent and say that lender is going to cost your buyer that house because they haven't called us back. And then miraculously they pick up the phone. But it's surprising at how many people do not call back. And they, if they do, they think I'm a monster.
Well,
they're right.
Okay. Yeah. Call it like you see it. Right. Don't call me a monster. I know I already am.
Exactly.
60% don't call you back.
That's right. It's a real problem.
I would fire at that loan officer.
And then they don't call the client back half the time. So it's like, if they're not calling you back now, when you're trying to get something accepted, do you think they're going to be calling you back later?
What the heck was that?
Did I win something?
Hello? I don't know. Well, better than you collapsing the...
breaking a computer.
Yeah, you're breaking the entire computer stand. What is going on here? But that's fine. Keep going.
Yeah, so I think it makes all the difference in the world. If they're not picking up the phone or they don't have the information readily available, it's a scary relationship to be in.
I train my guys to call both listing agent and the selling agent, introduce himself and herself to them, send an email with the video. We, you know, working with Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Jones, whatever. We ran their credit. We have their income. Everything's good to go. Here's my contact information.
That's exactly right. And you've actually done those things. You've actually ran those things. It's not just the click of a button. You've taken the time to go through it to make sure that it affects you. It affects everybody in this transaction. So not a lot of people do that. And I think that you don't realize when people say, what's the difference between lenders or realtors? You don't realize until it's too late.
It's a big difference.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Here's a comment for you, Roy. It's going to roll off the grass and not going to flood anything unless you're back pitched. Then you have a problem. The storm sewers will not keep up. Hope you don't have any drains connected. Do you understand anything that person said?
A little bit, I'm afraid. the thing he's not grasping is that underneath the grass, there's hard clay. Somebody, when you built your house, dug a hole in that hard clay. The ground doesn't forget that. So you could pitch the top of the earth any way you want, but the ground, when it gets saturated, knows there's an 8-foot hole, and that's where it's going to go. So it may look to him like the water's running away from his house, but deep in the ground, it's rolling back towards that 8-foot hole and settling around his basement. So you can't keep water away from your basement. He's talking about the storm sewers will not keep up. You don't have any drains connected. And there are people, when the city sewers get flooded, which they will because this rapid runoff, the city sewers are going to get overfull. And if you have a gravity connection, which a lot of people do, and the sewers back up, it actually backs up into your home.
Into your home.
And there's an answer for that. And Firm Sale can help you with that if you have concerns. If you've had a history of that, you're going to have it again.
What's the answer?
The answer is a sewer backup system where we can put in a vault and double back valve system, which will keep the sewers from backing up into your home. So if you have that problem, don't live with it.
What areas have that system?
Well, some areas are chronically, you know, historically, you know, like Park Ridge, Skokie, because the sewers were never adequate. And so frequently, and they have combined sewers, not just the septic sanitary, but the storm waters are combined. And so when it rains, they get overwhelmed, they back up into people's homes. So traditionally, cities, towns along rivers and things, low areas and things will have that. But as the infrastructure has built up in Hinsdale, Naperville, 100-year-old communities with 100-year-old sewers, they no longer can handle the rapid growth. And so even people there away from the rivers and things are getting municipal sewer back up in their home. So again, the cities can't help you. They may have a rebate program or something, but you need some kind of flood control system. So if the sewers are backing up when it rains heavy in your home, get some help.
All right, 312-981-7200. Green Oaks Country Club off of Dundee is what a texter said. People giving up on Chicago, people giving up on Illinois, southern Wisconsin on fire. So there's a comment from somebody who thinks where you're building is the development is Green Oaks Country Club. It's not Green Oaks Country Club.
No, sir.
That hasn't been permitted yet, but it's kind of close to that. So you're on the right path. And here's my favorite. This is a texter of the show, 708. David, great show. So you know you're going to get your text run. I don't know what the hell is going on here. Is that me? No, it's not me. I'm a member of the geography police. I did not know that we had a geography police.
Here we go.
The north suburbs are on the west shore of Lake Michigan, not North Shore. The North Shore is located along the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. You've been given a warning ticket, Bill Walsh and Mokina. Well, la di da di da di da, Bill Walsh and Mokina. Bill was throwing down the geography police. Well, here, Mr. Walsh, I've been living in this area since I was 7 years old, so almost 50 years, all right? It's been the North Shore for 50 years, and I'm sorry, Mr. Geography Police, it's considered the North, even though we're on the west side of the lake or the Michigan or the peninsula, whatever. But we appreciate you listening, and we appreciate you correcting us, respectfully. and we will not take your comment to heart because we'll continue to call it the North Shore. Give us a nugget of knowledge there, Mr. Lindemann.
Nugget of knowledge. If you're hiding your stash behind the fireplace, whether it's your parents or kids, now would be a good time to relocate. You've been warned.
What? You're not going to put the bag of pot back? You're not going to put the stash back after you clean out the chimney? That's not like a...
I don't know. We'll see. I haven't run across it, so we'll right. see.
Well, you
moral,
know,
moral dilemma.
Moral dilemma that is. That would be a slogan. If your pot's in the chimney box, don't worry about it. We'll put it back after cleaning.
We'll put it back.
Except today, it's probably the parents hiding it from their kids.
Right?
Yeah. Probably more like
today, they just smoke it together.
And now it's on the coffee table, so there's nothing to hide. For our listeners who want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
Cleanfireplace.com or Lindemann.com are probably the two best ways.
All right. Phone number?
847-918-7994.
Sarah Leonard, if our listeners want to reach out to you to buy or sell a home in your service areas, what's the best way to reach you?
224-239-3966 or SarahLeonardSells.com.
Roy Spencer, welcome back. It was great seeing you after all of these months. Glad to have you back in the seat.
Great to be back. 800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net.
And tell Joel there's plenty of time for him to take over. He could be the replacement. But not the permanent host, all right?
It's just a heartbeat away.
I know. And a staircase away. And a broken brake line away. I don't know. I'd keep a second, third eye on that kid. 312. If you want to reach me, it's 855-56-DAVID. We are starting up. I'm ready to roll. The Chicagoland Business Network, if you're a small business, want to be interviewed, 30 minutes. It's free, complimentary. I got a YouTube channel. We're going to put you on there. I'm looking for a college kid who wants some credits, build a portfolio to edit the content. It'll be about 30 minutes. Give me a call, 855-56-DAVID. Go to 56david.com. Also, follow us on Instagram. I am posting an after-show video. Once I figure out how to do it, you could go to David. It might take me a train ride home to figure it out, but it'll be up sometime this afternoon. Go to David_Hochberg, H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G. Follow me on Instagram. I've got it. I'm a grammar now. I'm an Insta now. What's it called?
I'm an Insta.
Because Sarah Lund.
I'm a grammar.
312. No, call me 855-56-DAVID or 56david.com. And your mom, Laura?
Yeah.
Laura could go to sleep now. She could turn the radio off. She's probably sleeping. She probably passed out about
round 7. Round 2 after lunch.
Right. After you took a bite and realized you didn't blow up and have any type of seizures going on. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back next Saturday. Don't forget, stop into JP Graziano. Order a sandwich. Say WGN Radio and get a free cannoli. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Roy Spencer from PermaSeal, Sarah Leonard of the Sarah Leonard Group, and Rob Lindemann from Lindemann Chimney. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/HomeSweetHomeChicago.